Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Life on the run from the law.
What happened?
It's what a man from our area is in the middle of right now.
Yeah.
Police say he took a bunch of money that wasn't his. And it sure sounds like enough to take off and start a hell of a new life.
Damn.
That is. If he has it all in his back pocket right now. And, Kimmy, normally people who allegedly steal this much money don't do it to put it in a bank account.
No. No. Not this amount.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we will jump right into it.
What happened?
Dale Mosier was the commander of the Geneva American Legion.
No.
Right now, he is on the run from authorities after police say he took $92,000.
Damn, the Legion's doing pretty good.
From the veterans organization. Well, they were.
Yeah.
Till Dale got a hold of him. He was arrested. Then he made a couple of court appearances getting ready to. Okay. Then all of a sudden he failed to show.
Oh.
And since September 18th, they have no idea where he is.
So this guy just disappeared.
You got it. They put out a picture of him. They put out what they think he's driving.
So he's off the grid.
Yeah.
Cell phone, everything.
They don't know where he is. He looks to be an older cat, like late 50s, 60s. So here's the thing.
Mm.
Tommy, $92,000
is
more than enough to take off with and try and start a new life.
That's a good kickstart.
But the accusation says that he took the money between December of 2015 and May of 2023.
Right, 15?
2015.
Yeah. All right.
So according to this, he hasn't taken any money in 2 years.
Yeah.
There is no way he has any of that cash left, right?
I wouldn't think so.
I thought he snatched it all down.
Like
ran.
Little by little, I would think it'd be
gone. Yeah,
if
you're chipping like that, you're feeding some Jones.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I either that or you just pay, you know.
I don't know.
Making life easier for yourself, whatever. You pay a bill here. Like, you know, you say feed some kind of Jones. There was that fire chief or whatever who was just paying off his wife's credit card bills and, like, doing fun things.
Yeah.
There was no addiction. There was no, you know. Yeah.
Well, fun can be a Jones. Yeah, I mean,
I'm addicted. Yeah. Might as well face it. You're addicted to fun.
Yeah, you're having a good time.
Tommy,
what
is the minimum amount of money you could disappear with and be okay? Minimum,
like to start a new life.
I got
to
get out of here. I got to go
live off of.
Because you'd almost have to get out of the country. Right?
No, not necessarily.
Well, I mean, it would help.
All right, let's put a pin in that.
The poorer the country, the less resources they have to find you.
Okay.
So you head south.
So you're saying, like, but you're also factoring in not getting caught.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, that's part of it. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were just saying, like, place you could live.
No.
You have, like, that town you want to move to.
Oh,
you're talking about full plan, like, place you're least likely to get caught, plus place you can also live or stretch that money.
Yeah. Forest City, Arkansas is where I'm going.
Yeah. You'll blend in really good.
Bro,
there.
Everybody is white with a beard at Forest City, Arkansas. I would actually blend right in.
Till you open your mouth.
I just got to take the patches off his denim jacket. I fit in even more, man. All right, so wherever you're going, I don't care where you're going, in country, out of country, you would need how much money to escape?
I would think to escape and, like, pull it off.
Yeah.
I think you'd need about $250,000.
$250,000?
Yeah. Think about you have no income.
Yeah.
You need resources, a plan. You have to not get caught, which means you need places to hide that you could buy your way in. You need money.
$250,000 You're not, no.
$250,000.
I was waiting to hear like $5,000.
$5,000 ain't getting you to Mexico.
Enough to get you somewhere. Okay.
You ain't getting it. Bro, what do you think? Some trucker's going to pick you up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little tenderoni like you, maybe. BYT. Pretty young.
Yeah, you need money.
Kimmy, what's the minimum you could escape with and survive?
And you got the perfect outfit today. That black hat.
All right.
Yeah, you do look like you're about to rob a bank.
I do. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about living off of this money, and I would hope I still have quite a while to live. So I think I would need a significant chunk of change to just disappear.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like how I'm going to make it, how I'm going to make money, how I'm going to live once that runs out.
Okay. You guys, this like these conversations frustrate me because it shows how not desperate you people have been in your lives. How you don't know how to live desperate. All right?
But desperate gets you caught. You're trying to not get caught.
Understand, but like you're living this fantasy world where you guys have $250,000 at your disposal. That does not exist.
Well, who asked?
252 W. No, it just makes me mad.
This is a fantasy scenario. Yeah. So,
all right, 25.
Where are you going for 5 G's? You're not getting out of Pennsylvania.
It's not about living on
you
the money
buy
forever.
A tent. Those can be expensive.
Oh my God, 252.
Those can be a couple hundred bucks.
252 WCMF.
Good tent.
252-9263. Talking about Dale Mosier. He was the commander of the Geneva American Legion. Police say he took $92,000.
On the run.
Dale on the run. They say after he took the 92 grand, which he took between 2015 and 2023, he did not show up for a court date. He's been on the run since September 18th. All right, bro, hear me out. You just need enough money to get to where you can set up something new.
Okay.
So you need
money. But that takes time and money.
I understand. Okay. You need money for a hotel, motel, Holiday Inn for a little while. You need to have maybe someone that cares about you that's willing to keep their mouth shut and let you stay. Money for food. And you just need that long enough where you can set up something new. $5,000
so
is
what are you
more.
Off the Jersey Turnpike?
I mean, it's possible. You could.
Your ass is dumb.
Bro, $5,000 is more than enough money to start a new life.
That's sewed up in no time.
Oh,
you can't start a new life with
5G. Yeah.
What'd you say?
How long is that going to last you? You're not finding somebody's house to hide out in.
Okay.
Nobody's doing that for you.
Especially you.
Hear me out. This guy's it looks like he's in his 50s or 60s. He could live for another 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
There is not an amount of money he could have that is going to last him that 20 years. This money is not about living off of. It's enough money to get you somewhere. Mm-hmm. To have a base while you restart. That's what this is.
But you also have to not get caught.
Understand.
And the less money you have, you're going to get pinched.
Okay.
And you think you're going to live in somebody's basement.
Well, I would love to live in somebody's basement. If anyone has any space, Duffy at WCMF on Instagram. No, hear me out. I love idiots like you who immediately go south, sun, fun, paradise, right? Costa Rica, Mexico, South America. Couple of problems with that plan. One.
The ladies are warm and the beer is cold, my friend.
Here's how dumb you are.
Tell me how dumb I am.
You go, you're going to get caught, you're going to get caught. With your plan, you have to cross an international border.
Bro, I could cross a border. Look at me.
You're wanted.
I'm cross.
You're wanted.
Not me, a little guy like me.
No, you're wanted. This guy, there was an APB out for him. He is wanted. How are you getting over the border? You may have to board a plane. Same issue. You're going to pay off people.
Bribery.
Over the border.
Yeah.
When you get there.
Yeah.
So, like, how does that work? You go up to the Border Patrol agent and they go, can I have your passport?
Senor.
Sure, sure. Why are you speaking Spanish?
I'm trying to get back to my village.
Hey, let me just throw something out here. Right now, speaking Spanish at the Border Patrol is definitely going to get you caught for something.
Yes, but I am heading the right way, my friend.
And all the cameras are
around. Trying to go back.
All the cameras around.
Big mistake coming home. Okay. I apologize. I put back all the avocados I picked.
Okay, then let's talk about when you get there, because, like, you think for some reason you're like some suave 007 that's going to blend just fine. The second,
Blendola right here.
Let's say you got $250,000 and you show up in Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I already got the shoes for it.
You don't speak the language.
I speak like these.
It's going to be pretty obvious you have money.
I use the language of love.
You don't think the locals are going to immediately take everything you have?
Why are they going to? Why?
Tommy thinks he's going to be so charming that they're not,
nice
even
people.
If they know, they're not going to want to.
So you're saying the Costa Ricans are thieves?
Oh, no. It just takes one. It just takes one. And here's the thing. As an outsider
nice
coming in to take advantage of them, if the mayor did it, I would be fine.
When I was in Mexico, everybody was very nice to me.
Okay. Bro, you take off for some tropical paradise, you'd be caught and poor in 17 minutes.
And you think you're going to fare any better off the Jersey Turnpike in somebody's basement.
And here's why. The smarter play is to go where everyone around you looks like you. Whatever you look like.
Because those guys never get caught. What about those two guys from Dannemora?
You mean the ones that
look like everybody Yeah, they ended up shot in the head.
The guys who were in prison outfits and were gone for a
month?
They were
in the woods, too.
Maybe use a different reference.
But they got caught.
Maybe use a different reference.
I'm thinking they got caught.
Look,
man. Everyone's dead.
When it comes to pale white people, which we are.
I'm kind of tan right now.
You're not. It really limits where we can go. Sun, fun, out. Duluth, Minnesota, there's your spot.
Keep it.
Wait, you think you would fit in Jersey?
Yes.
No, he said Jersey. No. I'm going to Arkansas.
Oh, I thought you were saying Jersey.
He's going to Arkansas.
Tommy would fit in Jersey.
Yeah, he absolutely would. He's just obnoxious and dumb.
That's where I'm from.
Damn. Oh, is it? I was cursed. The 7 hours you live. I'm so mad at you. You're such an idiot. I'm going to Costa Rica with $250,000 and I'm going to blend right
taking
in.
My Jersey self down.
Everyone's going to love me, man.
Costa Rica.
Like, there's a reason why.
Oh, my God, the coffee is so good.
Yeah.
Well, I could be a barista.
You could totally be a barista. Absolutely. You were saying, Kimmy?
You speak way too quickly to be from Arkansas. Like, you're going to stand out right away between
that
thick Rochester accent, the way you are. You're just, you're not, you know,
you ain't
take
Southern,
things
son.
Easy. Life isn't slow for you.
I understand. But there would also have to be massive changes wherever you ended up. Look, I have thought this through. Because, again, every person has this fantasy of escape. I picked Forest City, Arkansas, because I spent, like, 3 nights there when I was on the road as a kid doing comedy. I had a couple nights off. There's a Motel 6 right off the highway. There's a bunch of diners. I can get a job working, washing dishes. At that point in my life, I am just surviving, Kimmy.
Okay.
So it would be easy for me to just take my hands off the wheel and float through life, making minimum wage and doing everything I can to just survive day to day.
Back to your roots.
Yes, exactly. I don't have the stress of a family I have to worry about, right? I don't have the stress of, like, continuing to have a career. My life is now over. My life is over. I find the lowest possible job I can get.
In the lowest state in the union.
Yes, and I just live.
Right.
And I mean, look, that's not fun. I know when we have these escape fantasies, you have all these things you want to do, but the easiest way to succeed is to just go be.
Yeah, not for me.
Well, that's why people don't get away with this.
I like more resorty type of escape.
You want more of a vacation.
In his fantasy.
Cocktails, cigars, coffee, good coffee.
In his fantasy. Not only
lovely ladies.
Not only does he commit a crime and he gets away with it, he lives in a resort for the rest of
his
life.
Wear a white suit walking around.
A resort in Jersey?
No, Costa Rica.
Oh, you're going to Costa Rica.
The Jersey.
I'm getting all confused. The Jersey thing turned
Central America.
252-WCMF. Again, we're talking about Dale Mosier. He was the commander of the Geneva American Legion. Police say between 2015 and 2023, he took $92,000 from the veterans organization. What a piece of crap, by the way. If the allegations are true. Failed to show in court, and since September 18th, he has been nowhere to be found. We're talking about where you are going and how much money you would need to start that life.
Where are they hiding?
You also have to leave behind your family.
Yeah.
Well, you kind of already made that decision when you started.
I don't know at what age, if he's around this age, could have grandkids potentially.
Sure. Yeah, but you also allegedly took
$92,000.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, it's a move you got to be willing to make.
I guess the big question, past where you would go, how much money you would need.
Yeah.
Do you think either of you could live in a place you don't know a single soul for the rest of your life?
Well, I mean, you eventually meet people.
Maybe. What makes you think that people.
Well, no, you want to meet the least amount of people.
Thank you.
Yeah, but you
want to isolate as much as you possibly can.
So I don't
can.
Have to talk to anybody.
You don't want to talk to anybody.
I would just walk around by myself.
Yes. That would be the easiest way to not get caught. Odds of
don't,
you not.
Yeah, that would be me. Did you say this is what I do all day anyway?
It's true, but you have a wife, man. You
no, but
home.
I'm saying, but no, that's your question was, could I blend in someplace else?
No, it wasn't blending. It was, could you isolate yourself? Yeah. Because you're not going to blend. So the only way you are going to get away with this is to not talk to anyone.
At my age, yes.
Okay.
Because I'm old.
Yeah, but what
60,
do you do?
I'm already isolated.
I guess my question is, what are you doing for entertainment? Because you can't afford streaming services.
And by the way, you can't use Tommy Mulay at WCMF.com because you've been caught immediately.
I don't really.
Like, where's your entertainment coming from? Because you're not going to go out and talk to people. Like, how do you keep yourself sane?
Alcoholism.
All right.
Drug addiction.
Could you live isolated for the rest of your life?
I think it would really mess with me mentally, I think, after some time.
What's worse? Felony charges with the jail time this guy could potentially be facing, because he's facing a felony, or working as an isolated dishwasher for the last 12 years of your life?
But not prison.
No. Prison or isolated dishwasher.
I'm going to take the dishwashing gig.
You sure?
Yeah.
At least in prison, you have the ability to still contact
I'm
people.
I'm also around
bad you don't lose
people.
Your identity, I guess. You know?
Yeah.
By the way,
I don't know who my roommate's going to be.
You ever wash dishes in the back of the house? You're still around bad people, bro.
True. True.
That chef's going to shank you at any moment.
I also wonder, after some time, like, let's say you find a spot, you got a good setup, go you're ahead. Getting really, really confident now after a few years. Could you go that long without telling anybody who you really are?
Oh, that you pulled it off?
I think it would be really hard, especially, like, let's say there's one or two people you get super close with, your buddies, or even you get into a relationship with somebody. Like, I think after some time, you'd feel so comfortable with your situation that it would be hard not to tell somebody.
Hey, I mean, eventually you'll slip.
I don't know, man.
You're human.
We've seen some of these stories, these documentaries, where these people, you know, they'll steal money, they'll kill somebody, they'll be implicated in this terrible crime.
Yeah.
And they'll live for 30, 40, 50 years. They will get married, they will have kids, and no one around them. They never tell anybody.
I don't think I got that skill set.
I know. That would be really hard.
Your big mouth? No kidding.
I'm also a drinker.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get drunk and start talking.
Okay.
Like when you go around the room, tell a fun fact, you'd be dying to tell that fun fact.
Fun fact, I should not be here right now. I'm a criminal.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
This is really remarkable news.
What happened?
In a matter of 3 decades, the state took this thing that was everywhere and not good for you.
Yeah.
And wiped it out. So much so that depending on where you are, you'll now notice when people are doing this.
Yeah,
instead
you
of,
smell it immediately.
You got it. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We have pretty much stopped smoking cigarettes.
Wow.
At least,
done.
At least in the state of New York. The smoking rate in New York State, percentage of people that smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
Has dropped below 10%.
Jesus.
9.3% to be exact. Mm. It is the lowest it has ever been in New York State history. And just to give you a little bit of context, in the year 2000.
Oh, yeah, the summer of smoke.
The smoking rate was about 25%.
Wow.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that was on its way down. Mm. In 1997, the youth smoking rate, kids under 18, was 32%.
Wait, we're smokers.
Yes. Today.
And looking pretty cool.
Today.
You got to admit, you look pretty cool.
I do wonder how high school kids figure out who's cool now that nobody's smoking.
Yeah. It's got to be something else, right?
Okay, obviously, yeah. Right? But it was, in 97, the youth smoking rate was 32%. Today, it is 2%.
Damn, 2%. Kids.
It is pretty remarkable what the state of New York has done to bring those numbers down. And they did a bunch of moves, Tommy.
It was a campaign.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and from every facet. They attacked from all angles. No more indoor smoking. That was the first one. The commercials we'd all start to see where that lady was talking out of her neck.
Yep. The free, still on. Yeah.
Free patches and gum for the people that wanted to quit. That started like 25 years ago. The rise in taxes over and over
and over.
But
she also couldn't smoke at work.
When
the office smoking stopped.
Yeah.
And everybody got pushed outside.
That the was inconvenience of it all started to happen. I mean, I think there are fewer and fewer places now where you can openly smoke a cigarette. Even outside, sometimes places will limit you.
Yeah.
You remember the comedy club, the old one that was in the Holiday Inn?
I never actually was in there.
So it was
whenever you were performing, due to what?
God, take a shot at my act.
You suck and you're ugly. And you,
I was trying.
Yeah, were you?
I was forging a way for you, the youth of America, to come up and do comedy.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So it was a completely open room. There's a box. Half of it was smoking, half of it wasn't. everybody smelled like smoke.
Sure. No, like, you know, we've talked about being on the road. I mean, New York was one of the first states to outlaw the indoor smoking.
Yeah.
So, like, I would go do shows in states that had smoking indoors, and I would be like, oh, my clothes are clean, and I'd get home, and I'd unzip them. As a smoker, by the way, at the time. And be like, ho! So you get punched in the face by nicotine as soon as you open your suitcase. So what's funny, though, as we talk about all of these things that led to lower smoking, whether or not it's successful is based solely on who you talk to. Because there are former smokers that are happy to be done smoking. There are also former smokers who are resentful that they were priced out and forced to quit in that way. And there are also current smokers who are furious and feel like second-class citizens.
Yeah.
Do you think that, like, I know vaping has its own issues and dilemma, but like, do you think that there are some smokers that transition to that, which took some of the regular smokers out of the picture?
Well, that's what people are yelling at us right now on Instagram. Duffy and WCMF. Maya writes, all the kids vape now. It's still horrible for you, full of chemicals, but they're way easier to hide. You can have it in your pocket. Hit it whenever you want, as long as no one sees you exhale. That's how you know she's cool. She doesn't smoke vape.
What she do?
She hits a vape. Or the kids are hitting vapes. I don't know. I mean, is it as prominent as it was for smoking back in the day?
I don't see it, but I
mean, yeah, how often are you in high schools, man?
Not anymore. I mean, due to new laws.
What makes this even more surprising?
What?
The fact that New York cigarette smoking is below 10%. Consider for a second how ingrained smoking was in society.
Oh.
Kimmy.
It was the biggest bad habit we had as a country.
I would agree. But like, to the point where it was, I mean, how normalized it was. Kimmy, it was totally socially acceptable for adults when we were kids to smoke around us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you go out to eat with your family or, I will say if you weren't at a smoker's house, usually the smokers would go outside to smoke.
Yeah.
Unless, like, the person that lived there smoked. But for the most part, yeah, I mean, it wasn't uncommon. Like, the smell of cigarettes to me was just what adults smelled like sometimes.
Yeah, I just had a realization. It's funny you bring that up. Everyone, with the exception of the house I lived in, all of my friends' parents smoked.
Yeah.
So, like, every house
me
I went
too,
into.
As a kid, yeah.
Or, like, their car smelled like, even if you didn't see them smoke, you still smelled it.
I vividly remember my friend's parents smoking in the car with us in the car. I vividly remember parents smoking at my Little League games, like, watching the games. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, you're probably too young, but, like, back in my parents' generation, they had, like, cigarettes out for guests. Like, if you came over to the house, there were cigarettes in a bowl.
Wait, they bought cigarettes for people.
Yeah, that would be out in, like, the fancy room that you had, like, your formal living room, like, you only had for parties. There
like
was a bowl of, like, packs of cigarettes.
No kidding.
Yeah. With, like, a little, yeah.
Man, that would have been
nice. There was a lighter, the really fancy table lighters.
That would have been nice when I was smoking. Thanks a lot, friends.
Yeah.
I feel like where I remember it the most was at restaurants. Like, it was like, we're going out to eat. And, like, that was the smell of, like, a night out.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Like, the cigarette out in the plate at a diner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, in the top of the little bit of hamburger that was left over.
And don't forget, I'm so old, people smoked at hospitals.
That's insane.
You could be in the hospital bed with an ashtray smoking.
I mean, it's hard to imagine a person lighting up inside a bar right now. I mean, if someone were to light up a dart with a kid in the car at this moment, five different people would immediately call the cops. Am I wrong? If you saw a person smoking with a kid in
that's
the backseat.
That's child abuse.
252-WCMF. We got more Instagram messages coming in. Connor writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF. He says, those commercials really helped. I remember seeing my dad smoking as a kid. I walked up to him at 8, crying, said, Daddy, I don't want you to die. And he quit cold turkey right there.
Damn. Hey, that'll do it.
He dropped dead a week later. It was terrible. Got hit by a cigarette truck. Didn't see it come. He was on the phone bragging to a friend. He just stopped. Said he's going to live forever.
It's weird he had cell phones in 1982. He was very, very rich.
He was very forward thinking.
Very rich, smoking, not paying attention man.
But it's amazing, though, like to your point, that that's one of the few things you could say was a huge success. Mm. Even though people fought it, it was so ingrained. All that worked. It worked.
Yes. And I mean, it is a template. For potential,
how to get anything done.
Well,
man.
I mean, for potential other vices that are hurting people. And I say this because I ask, should we be doing this with other stuff? And you're not going to like the first one I bring up.
Oh, buddy.
What, meth? I love meth. Alcohol.
Kimmy, is this something they should be doing for alcohol?
Well, they did. I mean, that was part of the DARE program, believe it or not.
Okay, but the DARE program is not shutting people out of places they could do this in public, making, you know, increasing taxes, increasing
saying.
The age
you're
to
right.
buy.
Like, other than like trying to scare you out of it as a kid, there wasn't much done.
The one thing I was surprised, because like, you know, RJ Reynolds was a huge company.
The tobacco company.
Yeah, so I remember like driving past Southern Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
That factory was vast, man. That's got to be like gone.
And then there was that memorial for Connor's dad where he got hit by the cigarette.
Right? Oh, yeah. Him, Mike, bragging on his cell phone.
But like if we talk
so, like, you would crush, you would start putting the alcohol industry out of business.
All right, so let's talk about this for a second, right? Like, you know, alcohol is different than smoking in a couple of ways. There is no secondhand drunk, right?
No.
Unless someone is pregnant.
You marry them.
But the more time goes on, the more we are learning about how bad alcohol can be for us, right?
Sure.
Prolonged use.
But then this brings up the discussion of personal freedoms and what decisions we should be allowed to make for
ourselves.
But
that's what they made about smoking.
Well, no, I guess the smoking argument there
was
different.
You're affecting
second.
Other
yes,
people.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like, no matter what I am doing, unless I am literally by myself out in the open with no one else around that can smell the secondhand smoke, I would be affecting someone else in a negative way. If I am drinking by myself and not driving in any way, I'm not negatively affecting anybody else.
But it would definitely hurt the economy.
Well, yeah.
Bars, restaurants.
Sure.
Second and third marriages.
I would also be scared to the point about the vaping. What would fill in?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, even if you continue to get people to kind of quit some of these vices, I just think something new is always going to pop up in its place. Like, there's always going to be something you're fighting against.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, you're right, because like
the next demon shows up.
I mean, we've done this before, right?
Like, and then maybe it goes back to cigarettes. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it all loops back around to the other thing.
What's interesting about cigarettes, however, and we did have a unique experience living where we are. We've done prohibition before. We watched what happened. It gave money to the it gave rise to the mob in America.
People
were still
but
drinking.
But you got all those cool movies.
It was still a thing. We in New York have always had the res.
Yeah.
Like, now you can't buy American cigarettes there anymore. That was the greatest. I hit that sweet spot as a kid where you could buy tax-free American cigarettes on a reservation.
Yeah.
And when I say as a kid, like 18, 19, 20, right? So you could drive
pack of Marlboro.
Bro, a carton of Marlboros for $10. That's like a mortgage payment to
them. Yeah.
Right? But like, it is strange that as all of this stuff started in New York, there wasn't another outlet like there was for alcohol during Prohibition where people could get their cigarettes cheaper and easier.
Yeah.
And if there was, it didn't take
like,
you know, Prohibition did. Because, if you wipe out alcohol, you're right. That would be an absolute disaster.
Oh, yeah.
People would die. People would get hurt. Addictions would get worse.
And the economy and the taxes you collect, Pat. Don't forget about the taxes.
Don't forget about the. But that was the same argument against getting rid of cigarettes.
Yeah. Because you did tax them out of existence.
There are also people, and I'm looking at all you guys on Instagram. I see all of you. Far too many to name personally. As we talk about how the smoking rate in New York State has plummeted, it is now below 10%. 9.3% of New Yorkers consider themselves smokers. It was 25% in the year 2000. In 1997, underage, 32% of kids referred to themselves as smokers. Right now, that is less than 2%.
You could be riding your bike and smoking.
Man, that's an America I miss.
That doesn't mean they're not smoking other things, though, right?
No,
this
you're
is
right.
Just cigarettes.
You're right, just cigarettes. But that being said,
I wonder if that also took away from it.
Well, there are people now, Kimmy, on Instagram yelling at us about right. hypocrisy for New York State, the way things have gone with marijuana.
No. But this is recently.
Well, but there is something a little strange there to their point. Like in 1990, let's just use that year for a moment. They prosecuted the hell out of folks busted for marijuana. They still had mandatory minimum federal sentencing. Mm-hmm. Right? You could, in theory, get jail time for personal possession.
Yeah.
Right? If you told someone in 1990, had a time machine, went back, pulled them aside and go, listen, in 2025, you will not be allowed to smoke inside. You'll have to be 21 to buy them, and they will cost the equivalent of a small used car. But you will be able to legally buy and openly smoke marijuana.
Ooh.
How that person would think you're absolutely.
It's never going to happen.
That's where we're at right now. It's a very strange side by
side. I know.
What was bad? What is no longer?
We're back
bad.
To smoking.
I guess, yeah. Oh. By the way, James, he's suspicious.
What does he say?
Duffy and WCM. If I don't buy those numbers, 10% seems very low. I guess it all depends on where you live.
I don't see any smoking, man.
I don't see it as often as you used to.
I mean, look, you live in Pittsford.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you're out in a rural area, you may see more smoking.
Right.
So it did say in this article.
Country smokers back?
Well, no, it's the folks with lower education, lower income, and there was one other factor. So if you live in a poor.
Does age play into that?
Well, no, because smokers die.
Yeah.
We all die.
They don't get to age.
but I'm just saying.
Especially
I was just
Caleb's dad getting hit by that cigarette trick.
Every time I see a group of people outside smoking, it's usually, I would say, people over 40.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I mean.
I never see any, like, younger people out smoking.
I can't remember the last time I saw. Like, when I see a kid having a cigarette, it's like. When
that
I
would
see
be shocking.
20s.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? We'll read this before we move on. Baron Von Butt writes us on Instagram. The days of my youth were bowling alleys on every other corner where the beer flowed like mountain streams and the air was thick with smoke from the athletes. Then the DUI laws changed all that. Oh, man, we lost it. Yeah. To his point, my mother was in a mom's bowling league at Gates Bowl on like Wednesday mornings. When
that
I
had to be an attractive group.
Why? Why?
They were young moms.
I was like 4 or 5. Yeah, they were all like.
They would have been.
Oh, there were smoke shows.
20s,
literally.
30s.
So they had this old lady that would watch us.
Yeah.
But she creeped me out. Yeah. So every once in a while, my mom would let me. She would give me like $5 or $10. And I could go buy food and sit in the bar. And like it was the overnight shifters coming out from Kodak.
Yeah.
Drinking.
Yeah.
Watching TV.
Yeah.
And they were openly smoking right
what
next to me while I was eating my french fries and playing the Terminator pinball machine. It's greatest times of my life, man.
Yeah.
Man, what I would give to go back to that bar the way it was one more time for all the secondhand smoke.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
There is an NFL quarterback, former NFL quarterback, we have to talk about.
Yes.
Because this story went from thoughts and prayers to sprinting away from it as fast as possible. On Saturday morning, we all woke up to find that former Jets quarterback and current television analyst, Mark Sanchez, had been stabbed in Indianapolis.
Yeah, overnight on the streets.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. He was in Indy to call the Raiders-Colts game for CBS, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it sounded like he was in a bad way.
But he got jumped, robbed, whatever.
So they
critical injuries.
Yes. Yeah. They said stabbed three times. He was in the hospital while the story broke for the first time. And the immediate thought was, like you said, the robbing, that there may be a trend going on here because Steelers quarterback Skylar Thompson was assaulted and robbed in Ireland last week.
Okay.
So, like, we got a quarterback getting robbed kind of thing, and it would make sense.
Rich guy walking around late at night.
Right.
You probably recognize him walking around. So, immediately, everyone that had anything to do with Mark Sanchez ran to social media to offer thoughts and prayers, right? The Jets put something out. The NFL put something out. CBS put something out. And then things changed.
Yes.
Because while in the hospital, Mark Sanchez was arrested.
In the hospital. After being stabbed in critical condition.
You got it. So, according to police, a 69-year-old truck driver had parked a work box truck at a loading dock to collect used cooking oil from a hotel kitchen.
Yeah, he's working.
For some reason, Mark Sanchez,
so bizarre,
while drunk, according to police, was in that parking lot and did not want the guy to park his truck where he parked it. Sanchez came out, said, "You can't park here." Guy was like, "Yeah, I can. I'm here to collect the oil." Mark Sanchez then said, according to the driver, he had just spoken to the manager of the hotel, and he told him, "You can't park here." So the guy went away to go call his manager. When that happened, Sanchez climbed up into the cab of the truck, leaned over to the driver's seat, according to police, and started looking in the middle area. The guy told him, "You're not allowed here." And Sanchez kept repeating, I spoke to the manager. There is security footage that shows Sanchez then walking around the truck to get the attention of a security. This is a lot happening. The truck driver tries to get a hotel security guard. Sanchez blocks him, shoves the victim.
Yeah, so you see this all on video where he throws him to the ground, I guess?
Yes. At that point, the truck driver sprayed Sanchez in the face with pepper spray.
Yeah, sometimes you just F with the wrong person.
I'm going to read you a quote from the affidavit.
Yeah.
Quote, "The pepper spray appeared to have an effect on Mr. Sanchez for a moment. He then wiped his face and advanced again towards the victim." He's like the Terminator.
Yes.
That's when the victim, fearful that Sanchez would kill him.
Well, when you're coming at me after being pepper sprayed, I think I'm in trouble here.
He took a knife and stabbed Sanchez in the chest three times.
Oof.
Quote the story, "Sanchez reacted with a look of shock."
Like when he got drafted by the Jets.
I would argue there are quarterbacks that would rather be stabbed in the chest three times than play for the Jets right now. He then walked away.
Yeah.
Sanchez.
Okay. That'll do it.
He was at the showed up at the hospital. He told police he does not remember what happened after grabbing for the window.
Oh, no. So weird. Just random. Randomly happened to me.
He was arrested, charged with battery with injury, unlawful entry of a motor vehicle, and public intoxication. The victim was not arrested.
No, because he was just working and trying to defend himself.
You got it.
Yeah.
What the hell happened?
Man, that's some kind of drunk. And if you're that wasted.
You're also a former professional athlete going after a 69-year-old man.
For no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he didn't want to park there.
And you got a job to do the next day.
Yeah. Well, so 2 days. Yeah. So it was Friday night.
Oh, it was Friday night. Okay.
Still, I mean, I don't think you're going to recover from 3 stab wounds in time.
No. Because even Fox had to, like, issue a thing before the
pregame.
Oh, it was
Fox. It wasn't CBS.
Yeah, no, he works for Fox. And even they came out before the early show and had to say something.
Hey, Mark Sanchez drunkenly stabbed being a dick, so he's not going to be here today.
Yeah, they did that. Well, we're working through the information right now.
It's so funny, man. The amount of people that came out and were like, oh, I hope you're okay. Well, oh, poor Mark Sanchez.
Did I see a report initially said he was robbed or it was a robbery gone wrong?
So that was
the
scroll.
That was the initial scroll.
Yeah.
I read the scroll.
Well, no, he's right, because was the first report, and then all of a sudden it flipped, and I remember thinking, like, whoa, he is no longer a victim here.
You imagine getting stabbed 3 times, and you're in trouble.
Yeah. Like, stabbed and arrested.
Like, you didn't stab anybody. You got stabbed 3 times, and you're in trouble. That's a special kind of stupid.
Well, you didn't even get any stabs in.
No.
Like, at least give him one stab. Yeah.
It did sound like the guy, the old guy, was pretty beat up, though.
Oh, that I didn't see. So
unless
I just got
that changed too.
I've got the affidavit from the Indianapolis Police Department right here. Miss Chudmuffin writes us, and she's right. Sanchez is lucky he didn't meet someone with a gun. Drunk, overpaid idiots. This seems like more than drunk to me. Granted, I have no idea what's happening other than what we.
Well, I mean, it's a personality you don't see in Mark Sanchez.
Well, I mean, when's the last time you thought of Mark Sanchez?
I don't.
Right?
I don't. Like, I forgot the name.
Like, let's break this down. Like, that guy just ruined his broadcast career. You can't put that guy on TV again.
No. Like, I don't think he works again.
What does he do? What do you do for a living now if you're Mark Sanchez? I mean, I'm sure he's got enough money to live for the rest of his life.
But you're not even that big of a name where you can make money off your name, can you?
Like, no.
You didn't win anything.
I mean,
you played for USC, right?
But the quarterbacks right ahead of you were way better.
At USC?
Yeah.
So then, you're done.
Yeah.
I
don't even know did he make it to his second contract in the NFL? He might have. He might not.
So
they
said he played 10 or 11 years.
No, I understand, but I'm saying like the big contract.
Was he good enough to get that contract?
No, he wasn't. They made it to 2 AFC Championship games, but it was on the shoulders of the defense.
Was he with Rex Ryan?
Yes.
Maybe Rex can help him out.
Yeah,
Rex has got a couple of issues at bars.
Seriously, what is with that team, man? As you start looking back, 252 WCMF.
Maybe Mark Gastineau can help.
We're talking about Mark Sanchez getting stabbed for arguing with a truck driver outside a hotel that he can't park his oil collection truck here. Is this just a guy being a dick?
Sounds like it's more than that, man. Okay. That sounds like mental illness, to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
it really does. Mixed with drinking.
Booze.
Yeah. You know, it's...
Man, being stuck in Indianapolis. Nobody wants to get stuck... Working a weekend in Indianapolis.
Okay, you hate Indianapolis. I always had pleasure.
I didn't hate it. It was just like nothing. It was like a big cement slab.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. Which is why he was trying to get a good look at the cement slab. Guy's trying to park his car here.
Get up my slab.
The hell out. This is my... I was here first with my slab.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.